Good morning. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock, 72 degrees on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Football City USA is tackling mental health. Go Lime Green. That is the theme that you're going to start to see this week and really this Friday. And we brought in some great folks, talking about partnership between NAMI, which stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. So NAMI Tri-County, the local chapter here. And then we've got NAMI's partnering with the Rock Hill School District for this event. And I'm going to have these fine ladies introduce themselves because we do not want to mess up anyone's name and job title because you work so hard for them. So Judy, we're going to start with you.
Good morning. My name is Judy Rappius. I work for NAMI South Carolina as the program manager for the Ending the Silence program.
Fantastic. You can move that a little closer. Yep.
All right.
And good morning to everyone. I'm Dr. Nancy Turner, and I am your mental health director for the Rock Hill Schools.
Wow. You're ready for a pageant, young lady. That was very good, both of you. And you know what I love? You both have a message and a mission. It's not just something that you do because it's your job. I've known you both long enough to know that this is it's your purpose. It's what you talk about. And what a timely topic, because we are seeing a higher number of anxiety, depression, especially, you know, it's not post-COVID, but at least the kids, you know, when they were out of school and out of touch from just their social scene. So happy to have you here this morning, and also to see the support that you are finding within our community.
So let's explain what's going to happen. Is it this Friday? And we're it's going to take place at District 3 Stadium and then District 3 Stadium South. And earlier this morning, Chris gave us who's playing who, but we won't even get into that because by Friday it might change.
There's a game.
But there's a game this Friday at 7:30 at both stadiums. So, Judy, let's start with you. Let's talk about what we're going to see, and we're going to see a lot of people wearing lime green, it looks like.
I sure hope so. So the message is, you know, wear lime green because we want to support the individuals that live with mental health conditions. There's a lot actually going on this month. It's Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, as well as, you know, this September. And September 10th is actually World Suicide Prevention Day. You know, we have a lot of messages that we're trying to get out to support each other, that we need to treat our mental health no differently than we do our physical health. And we really need to look out for each other. And, you know, the message to the kids is to look out for their friends and themselves.
Boy, Dr. Turner, what was once a few years ago so taboo to talk about it? No one wanted to say they were struggling with the mental illness. And if they did, they were afraid of what box they would be put in. Now the guardrails have been pushed off to the side and people can talk freely about it. But unfortunately, we are starting to see, like everything else in our country, when people do talk about mental illness, people start become divided about how that discussion's going. Is this a way to make this an even playing field, that come forward if you've got something, get it off your chest, you don't have to suffer alone anymore?
That's the whole idea, to remove the stigma and to make sure that everyone knows it's okay. Not only is it okay, but it's a need that we need to express. We need to let someone know. And also we need to look for the signs as parents, as coaches, even as friends. If our students are isolating themselves, if they're talking about harming themselves, don't wait. Mention it to someone. We want students to speak up for adults as well.
It's very interesting because just recently, we were talking about this earlier, we're seeing celebrities,
yes.
Simone Biles. Her state of mind prevented her from being able to compete. And to Lucas's point, it was very interesting. It was almost like an exercise in just people when you read the social comments. People that have never been touched by mental illness had absolutely zero understanding of that. Mind over matter,
right,
you know.
Right.
You knew you shouldn't have been there if you couldn't have completed what you were there to do. but it's so much more. So from your perspective, are you seeing when celebrities, athletes come forward, do you see that it makes an impression and helps others gain confidence to speak out? Judy?
For sure. A lot of times when I meet with students, they are unaware of some people. You know, they show them a list of people that are dealing with a mental health condition. They have no idea. Just to also mention, one key piece of our program this Friday is going to have a message from Hayden Hurst.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who is who plays with the Atlanta Falcons and
tight end, right?
he's my new favorite NFL player. But he has a message for the fans that will be attending at halftime. He's going to have a message played, and so yeah, he talks about the importance of, you know, looking out for your own mental health and that of your friends. It's very personal for him, and he and his foundation are very passionate about mental health.
How inspiring, because mental health is something that is unique for everybody. But when you know that it doesn't have to be a game changer,
right,
or a game ender, it's going to be a game changer. But don't we all have to work through the journey of figuring out how we think? And as adults, we can sometimes put ourselves in situations where we thrive. We don't always have that ability when we're in K through 12. So it's really awesome to know that within our schools, there is an opportunity for students to have a place to go to speak.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because even today there's a principal meeting, and I'll be sharing an activity on social emotional learning that can be done with our principals. Our principals can do that with our teachers. It's 5 minutes, but it's about self-reflection. It's about understanding your emotions and then understanding how to work with them if you are not feeling that well, or feeling sad or angry or whatever it is. It sounds a little, people say, oh, that's so touchy-feely, but at this point where we are at with the 18 months of the pandemic, trauma, and situations that may be leaning towards suicidal ideation, we have to be proactive.
Well, to your point, Dr. Turner, I'm glad you mentioned that, because some people might just roll their eyes or huff and say, oh, my goodness. Now, this is many people would say this is what's wrong with the country if we're having to watch our words. But isn't it just that, just watching the tone and the delivery and the words you use, maybe don't fly off the top and maybe just get your emotions under in order, and then slowly communicate, effectively communicate what you're feeling or how you're frustrated versus
or why that frustrated you.
Right.
Versus
right.
the other, because that's what we're used to.
And as our adults become aware of this and self-aware, mm-hmm. we can work with our students. Mm-hmm. We can honor the students' feelings, still help them to cope and have a better way to express themselves.
Is there a concern, just playing devil's advocate here, that the pendulum might swing way too much the other way, where people are so scared to talk about anything because they're afraid of using the wrong words if they're trying to be good at addressing mental illness, mental health, that they just fold their hands up and just say, I give up. I'm not going to even try.
Like a teacher.
Yeah.
That would be really sad for a teacher to feel like that they cannot even connect with a student because the student is working through and trying to figure things out.
I'll respond to that because at this point, everyone's dealing with something.
Yeah.
So, everybody's got something.
Everybody's
Very
got
true,
something.
Really. Mm-hmm.
And so
well
it's
said.
Not, oh, the select student here. That we're looking at a universal issue. And so we need to approach it. I call it the tier one. Mm-hmm. It's the whole class, the whole school. It's everyone.
Let me ask you this. You talk about the pendulum swinging one way. What about the pendulum swinging to where suddenly the neurotypical students see the attention that those that are working through and trying to figure out, you know, why they think and react the way they do get all the attention? So suddenly it's the flavor of the month. Everybody's got something and they're quick to grab the attention for it.
It's a balance. Yeah. It's a balance. Yeah. It is an avenue to get to our instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And once we start talking about things, we have our morning meetings or we do restorative circles, whatever it might be, that is one avenue. Then we are able to move into our instruction for the day.
I love it.
Well, it starts with a conversation. And, of course, sports will bring our community together. And a great opportunity will be this Friday at District 3 Stadium and District 3 Stadium South, which is at South Point High School. You're going to see a lot of Go Lime Green everywhere. You'll see people dressed in lime green. If you don't know
this
what's going on, ask them why. What's the deal with all the lime green?
Yeah.
And you've already started the conversation. Yes. And, of course, continue to break the stigma, which I know is just so important. So,
and if you're thinking about someone that you see and they look fantastic in those shoes, let them know it.
Yes.
Share a compliment.
Yes, absolutely.
I think people like to be I see you.
Yeah.
I
that's
see
it.
You.
That is it. Exactly.
And your feelings matter to me.
That's true.
Well, two great organizations, the Rock Hill School District and NAMI South Carolina, all, you know, continuing this conversation for us today and as we move forward. And we certainly appreciate the partnership. And thank you guys so much. We can't wait to have you back on.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.